before, but they were in.
Even if it is an ice-covered river. When you're moving through the wild, you can never predict what obstacles lie ahead. But today, I know exactly what to expect. My team are with me to give nature a helping hand and ensure that I face her at her wildest.
Temperature's well below freezing. You see, we've got a big frozen lake in front of us here. What we're going to do is cut a channel actually into the ice, and then show you what happens if you fall through the ice and get submerged. It's going to be a cold one.
Every year in Canada, 45 people fall through the ice and die from cold water immersion. The danger is very real. Temperatures recently dived to minus 40 degrees here, and the ice is a foot thick. The crew will monitor my vital signs as I swim under an 18-foot ice bridge, negotiate a long open channel, and then take on another bridge. This one, twice as long.
Dive again in the water.
A diver goes in for one final check. The danger for me here is very clear. If I swim off at an angle and miss that exit hole, I'll be trapped under the ice. The crew will film me above and below the surface, and to show my heat loss, they'll use a thermal imaging camera.